free flu shots, and Haines residents learn about living in a war zone by meeting a new neighbor. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell in for Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories up next.
The state of Alaska is offering free flu vaccinations for anyone whose insurance doesn't cover it this year. The decision is part of a statewide effort to encourage more people to get vaccinated. KCAW's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
Penny Lehman is a nurse at Sitka's Public Health Center, and right now she has a needle in her hand.
And this is the vaccine you'll be getting today. I just want you to just sit back, okay, and relax this arm.
Like many people in relatively good health, I don't normally get a flu shot. And that's even though I get a series of annoying text messages each fall from my dad reminding me to go get vaccinated. But this year, Alaska announced that it would offer flu vaccinations for free to anyone whose health insurance doesn't cover it. So I figured, why not? And the state is hoping that a lot more people will make that calculation, too.
We want to make sure that as many people as possible can get the flu vaccine. And so if that $28 administration fee was standing in between them and a flu vaccine, we are happy to waive it.
That's Greg Wilkinson, spokesman for the State Department of Health and Social Services. Alaska has always provided the actual vaccine itself for free to those who qualify, but in the past there was a $28 administration fee. The state is now waiving that fee. That means that if your health insurance doesn't cover the full cost of a vaccination, you can get a free one at any state public health center.
If you don't have health insurance, if your health insurance doesn't cover vaccines, if you've not met your deductible or copay for vaccines, or if you don't even know if your health insurance covers vaccines, then come on in. We'll waive the administration fee. We'll use the state-supplied flu vaccine, and you can get a free flu shot.
Children under the age of 3 can also receive the vaccine for free, regardless of whether or not they have health insurance. The state decided to encourage more people to get vaccinated after a patient in Anchorage died of what doctors initially suspected was influenza. Later testing actually ruled out the flu. But the scare made health officials extra cautious, even though, so far this year, there have been fewer confirmed cases of the flu than last year, according to Wilkinson. For most healthy adults, the flu usually means a lousy week and maybe a couple days in bed. But children, pregnant women, and older adults are more vulnerable, and infants under 6 months can't be vaccinated. Sitka's Penny Lehman says that's why she encourages everyone to get vaccinated.
We want to make sure that anybody who is in contact with infants, any moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, our immunized daycare providers, anyone who comes in contact with those little ones, it's very, very important. It's called cocooning. So it's good for them to be protected, but it's good as a community health or a public health responsibility for everyone to be immunized, because then you're protecting those that can't be.
Public health centers even offer a choice between a flu shot and a nasal spray. I was feeling pretty tough, so I chose the shot.
Just hold your muscle and you are done.
That didn't hurt.
Good. We practice every day.
In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.
For more information on where to get your flu vaccination, contact the local public health nurse in Haines at 766-3300, the Search Clinic at 766-6300, or in Skagway, the Dahl Memorial Clinic at 983-2255.
Haines got a rousing lesson in world politics Tuesday night from a teenager.
So this one of the most prohibited bomb by the United Nations and internationally.
The young man is a junior at Haines High School, but he's new to Alaska.
I'm Haytham Mustafa Muhammad Muhanna from Gaza Strip, Palestine, Gaza Strip.
Haytham is in Haines as an exchange student from the war-torn, Hamas-governed Gaza Strip on the eastern coast of the Mediterranean. He talked about his home bordering Egypt and Israel in a public presentation at the Haines Library this week.
Here is this high wall is surrounded by the Gaza Strip. So you can't go from this. You can't go from, it's very, very high, maybe about 30 feet high. We call it the high wall. So like, what do you feel if you're like being trapped by the, like, just the high wall? You can't go here, you can't go there, you can't go. It's just being trapped. So it's hard.
He's here as part of the Youth Exchange Study, or the YES program, which was started after 9/11 to promote understanding between Muslim countries and the U.S.
I didn't choose Alaska. Like, when I just know that I'm going to Alaska, I was shocked, like, Alaska. I just thought about freezing. I thought about ice. I didn't imagine that it's going to be alive.
In the YES program, the U.S. Department of State funds scholarships for high school students from countries with significant Muslim populations to spend one academic year in the U.S. Haitham was one of the several hundred selected from more than 35,000 applications.
This is a picture that shows that we really want, like, to end the division or the separation between the government. That shows that people are just like a one hand, like a one body, but the government doesn't agree. This shows that people from the West Bank Gaza Strip are just like a one body. And really we are like this.
Haitham covered history and culture, religious significance, cuisine and vegetation, showing examples of bright sweet fruits that grow in his neighborhood back home. But he also exposed the crowd to photos of bombings, injured babies, and modern ruins in his neighborhood, the reality of living as a refugee in a war zone.
In the Gaza Strip, like, this is a bomb, it didn't explode. So you can see there's like something in it, didn't explode. So you can see how big and how many explosions you can see from it.
For Haitham to leave the 140-square-mile Gaza and visit the U.S., he's required to show special permission to move through 8 separate border crossings with Gaza, Israel, West Bank, Jordan, and the U.S. He described the shortages that he experiences living there of fuel, electricity, fishing grounds, medicine, drinking water, and even asked for ideas from the crowd of Haines residents of all ages.
Is there anything like a desalinization plant that could provide... take water from the Mediterranean and take the salt out of it and use that? Is that at all you?
Yeah, so I see. So nowadays, if you want to make a factory or to make a thing, what do you need? Money?
Many people, like, they don't know about exactly about Gaza Strip. They're just wondering where it is or what's happening there. So many people ask many questions. And this is a good chance for them to have, these.
Because there's no petrol even for the electricity. So how can we get petrol for the water?
Haines People for Peace helped organize the presentation, which drew more than 60 people Tuesday night. Melissa Aronson is with the group.
Haines People for Peace is all about educating the public. So this is an opportunity for people to learn about what's going on in Palestine and the Gaza Strip, to get the Haitham's perspectives on all of this, and to open up a discussion.
Haitham talked about the land between Gaza and West Bank that his family are refugees from. He answered difficult questions about the controversy he was born into, including his thoughts as a Muslim.
You know, I usually hear the word Israeli, and I hear you say the word Zionist, and I don't hear that very often. I just wonder if that has a negative context in your mind.
So, Israel contains Jewish people and Zionists. So now, Zionists are different from Jewish people. We respect Jewish people. We respect Jewish people. We love Jewish people. Like, many Israel's people are against the government, which are occupying and warring on Gaza Strip. Many. And many also Jewish people that against the government of occupying or destroying the Gaza Strip. That's what I mean by Zionists.
Wearing a traditional kafaya, a scarf-like piece of fabric he called his Palestinian ID, Haitham described his family's history with fluency and pride. He recognizes that most information people around the world have about his home comes from the news and is not often from an open conversation or Q&A like this one.
Media is the basic role. Some of the media, against Gaza Strip, maybe. So, or not very accurate, but like the basic ideas, it's right.
But it's introducing himself to new people that he says is helping correct stereotypes and tell another perspective.
I'm the voice of my country, like I'm an ambassador, so I think I should and I must like to speak about my country and let the people here know and see my country how, as we think.
However, the lessons aren't just for Americans, Haitham points out. He says seeing his country from over here is valuable for him also.
Like, maybe the basic point that I'm going outside and being an exchange student is to see my country and the world from outside. So like seeing it or being outside and see the world, my country from, and how people think about us and how they think that, what about Gaza Strip and things, is very, yeah, I think it's a unique and great thing for me and experience for me.
If you were elected president of Palestine, what would you do?
If I what?
If you were elected the new president
me?
Of Palestine. What ideas do you have?
I don't know, just like, I'm gonna try my best to do what will like get freedom to my, the freedom, and to get everything better than now.
For KHNS News, I'm Tara Bicknell, in for Margaret Friedenauer.